This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, this makes me think of an issue that I was just having in the last couple of days with my neighbor, the tree stuff.
It's a big deal.
What's
the matter?
I'm writing a show for SNY the other day, and I'm getting a call from my neighbor. First he texts, and he's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, what's going on? Like, is everything all right? He never texts me. Like, I just moved in a year ago. It's not like we're buddy-buddy. And then he calls me. I'm like, I can't talk right now. I got a show to do. Then I had to go do something after the show. And I'm seeing more missed calls from him. He had one tree that the wind blew down. He was going to take out fine. And then he wanted to know if I wouldn't mind removing another tree that might be on my property, that might be on his. And I'm like, he's like, it's another $300. I'm like, if the tree's really bothering you that much, get rid of it. I don't care. I don't need to be bothered with this. Then but it turns out the people had left by the time I got back to him. So maybe he was upset. This tree, oh, it's a tree that's a dead tree. It's not a dead tree. And then he writes back yesterday, I just got a second opinion. I think the tree's white ash and it's not drunk. A junk tree. Sorry for all the confusion. A tree!
It's a big deal, man. A lot of people are very, very sensitive about these things. When they're on property lines. You don't know that?
No, but how do I know which way? It looks like it's on his side, but it could be on mine. I don't know.
Yeah, well, wait until it falls on your side.
Well, that's a different story.
And then what? Then he's got to remove it.
Oh, so I just told him, look, I really don't want to spend the money, but if it means that much to you, get the thing out of there. And it turns out he loves this tree. It's a rare tree. Now we're glad we didn't get the thing out of there. You've had an issue like this before, maybe with neighbors?
Plenty of issues, yes.
And do you foot the bill for that because you're boomer size?
No, not all the time. I mean, you try to do what is common sense. If it's on your property and it's a problem for the neighbor some limbs are falling into the neighbor's yard. Right. Then I would always think that would be my responsibility.
Like be courteous and say, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Be courteous, be a good neighbor.
Right, okay, fair enough. But you would reach out and ask?
I told this story. I had a neighbor that lived behind me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I usually make fun of Long Island. We are big aluminum users, PVC fence users.
Yes, yes.
We have above ground pools.
Well,
we all have something in common. I had an above ground pool when I grew up.
I did too.
I had my dad put aluminum siding on the house. Mm. I mean, this is what we do.
I remember,
yeah. This is why we need aluminum.
All right.
We need it for the sides of our houses. But the thing that really bothered me is when living in Plandome, I had wood fences, nice, beautiful fences, and the neighbor behind me wanted to change the size of the fence because he was putting a pool in.
Right.
And he had said to me, do you mind if I put a fence in and I'll match your fence? So I have a white wooden fence that goes into the backyard.
Okay.
And I said, sure, it has the lattice on the top of it. It's got a nice gate and everything else. Yeah, you can match it. So he goes and he thinks he matches the fence. He does match the fence from a distance. You can see it. And then one winter time with all the leaves and all the trees, you know, now barren and everything, I'm looking at the fence and the sun is shining on it.
Uh-oh.
And the fence is shining.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, that some bitch put up a PVC fence
That's
in my backyard.
Wood.
Yeah. I mean, this is typical Long Island. 8-foot PVC white fence that's shining.
Oh.
And yes, I was very disgusted by it.
And what'd you do?
Because what he did, the wood fence would have cost more and wouldn't last as long, of course. So, but what he did is he tried to match it because he did have the lattice on the top of it, but it was a big, white, shiny PVC fence.
Did you complain?
I didn't complain. I just put trees in front of it.
Oh, there you go. So you altered.
So I took care of my side, but he played me. He said, I'm going to match that.
Yeah.
He didn't really
And
you
gave
match
him the okay.
He didn't use the same material.
Yeah, now how would I even know? Like, first of all, I just don't want to be bothered with this. I don't want to be bothered by neighbors. I want to be a good neighbor. If there was a problem, like if a tree that I had that was clearly on my line fell over, you know, I take care of that. I understand my responsibilities versus it. Like, this is like, come on, man.
Yeah, but just the way people are, man. I'm just telling you, especially if you live in a nice area, which Montvale is.
Yes, I'm learning.
Right? That's a very
rather,
nice
yeah,
area.
I'd rather go some back people to live in a bad area and just leave me alone.
They expect you to keep your house up. They want the lawn nice. They want the trees nice.
I know, but like,
That's part of moving there, man. I mean, that's your responsibility.
It's my house and my property. I didn't move in for the other guys. Like, don't you got to take, you know what I mean? I got to take care of it on my own.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Go to Jeff in Bernardsville. Jeff, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
so
Jeff?
Sal is a new home. Everything's good. So as a new homeowner, I know Sports Talk Radio doesn't want to talk about tree care, but this is what I do for a living. So
yeah.
First of all, as a new homeowner, I would definitely suggest that you get the mark out of your property so you know what is yours and what is not yours. If, I think Boomer said, if the tree falls in the neighbor's property, it is then their responsibility. You own the Ooh. Parameters of your property. So if my tree falls into Boomer's property, I am only responsible for the fence line. Anything beyond that is now Boomer's responsibility.
Even if it came off your line. Now, where do you live? You live, you're a Jersey guy. That may be different
Correct.
In Long Island. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I don't like that rule. If your tree falls in my yard, it should be your responsibility.
You better freaking remove it.
You own the parameters of your property. So if something on my property falls into your line, whether I was neglectful or not, the property owner owns what fell in their property. I just have to cut to the property line. We deal with this a lot with these storms, insurance, and stuff like that. So the other thing I was going to say to you is this. If my tree is hanging over Boomer's property, Boomer has the right to cut the limbs that hang over his side with or without my permission.
Yes, that's
he
true. I do know that.
Beyond the property line.
Yes,
okay.
I do know that. So
thank
I
you
really
for the
appreciate
call.
That. Yeah. I mean, this is a big problem. You know, I actually built a house around a 150-year-old copper beech tree.
Okay. I'm not familiar with this, but it sounds
so
great.
So a copper yeah. beech tree is it's an enormous tree. It's got probably... I think there was a 20-foot base to it, 20-foot
okay.
round base to it, diameter.
Seems pretty big.
It was enormous. And I didn't want to remove it, so I just built the house around it. And eventually, after Hurricane Sandy, you know, I had a tree care guy come in and had its own nanny, for God's sake, treating it and taking care of it and trimming it. And you got to watch the limbs on these things because they could be a 500 to 1,000-pound limb come down.
Right.
And after Hurricane Sandy, it got really dicey. and there were just too many limbs coming down. And the guy said, I cannot promise that if there's another hurricane that hits, that this tree is going
to
remain standing.
You got to take it out.
And if it falls to the right, it's going to fall on the kids' bedrooms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we got to take it out.
Okay.
And that was no fun. But that had nothing to do with the neighbor. That just had something to do with a 150-year-old tree.
Here's the thing with this neighbor, a very nice guy. When I first moved in last year.
Oh, he's going to love you.
There were two dead trees in the backyard, like way in the back.
Yes.
And I don't even notice this stuff. I don't care. People say, oh, how big's the property? How many square feet? I don't know. It's a nice house. I like it. I could barely afford it. We move in, try to make my wife and daughter happy, whatever. So the neighbor's like, oh, yeah, you nice backyard. But those two trees, you know. They're no good. So you know what I did, being the good neighbor, the new neighbor? Took them out. Okay, sure, whatever. A couple $1,000. I don't have it, but might as well make the neighbor happy and prevent potential future, like, I don't want any issues, problems. Yeah, exactly. I don't want them falling over.
How long has he been living there?
Oh, I think a long time.
All right, so now you're the new guy coming in.
And this was last year. And yes. Yeah, exactly. And he's telling me that this was last year. Now this year we have this thing. And this is, I was like, first thing was, is the tree dead? Like, that's all that I care about. I don't care what tree it is, whose line is on. Is it dead? Is it going to be a problem? If it really matters to you that much, get rid of it then. To me, I didn't have it. Richie is calling from Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Sal, your neighbor must hit the lotto having you as your neighbor. You got to be hysterical.
Yeah, it's got to be unbelievable. And, could you imagine that? Jesus.
Yeah, because Sal is like, I don't care. How big is the house? I don't know. Who's your he's just, Sal, you know I love you.
Good.
I just think the way you handle things at times is simplistic. Maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And real quick with the trees. I'm up in PA. I moved up a few years ago. Got a beautiful view. And you can see for like 50 miles off my backyard and my back deck. And my neighbor comes to me and says, you know, I want to cut down a tree because I really want to get a better view because he's a little awkward where he is. I said, I'm in the car, and I love the guy, and he says, is it a problem? I said, well, it's the one tree, whatever. So then he calls me. I'm in, going down to Hershey with my wife, and he says, Buff, I might have to do two trees. I said, all right. It's in the corner. It shouldn't be a problem, okay? Well, I get home, Boomer, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out, and the guy's doing it, all do work for me. And they were kind of hesitant to do what he wanted because I wasn't there. And they said, no, it's been approved by my neighbor, no problem. He took down 9 trees.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, here's the deal. In the back, I have a tree line, and I've got like an acre and a half. So he didn't get the front of it. It was more in the back. But I look, and I said to my wife, when I got back, I said, why is there a freaking hole back there where I look in the corner, and it's empty? So when I went to, and the guy said to me, I was a little hesitant, like I said, but he said it was okay, and you weren't around, and, you know, I hope it's not a problem. I said, well, yeah. John, maybe you should have checked with me. You do have my number. And then for a couple of months, my wife didn't want any problems, but I did ask him, and he got carried away.
I appreciate it, Richie. I would just say this, man. It was like a bad haircut in the backyard, but, you know, These tree issues around here are significant.
It's a big deal.
You have no idea. You've touched a nerve now. Everybody's got a tree story.
I get it. And like I said, my main issue was not the tree. It was the money. Even the $300, he's like, I'll split it with you. I'm like,
But I think that's the other aspect to it. There are people that love to have trees around. Fine, that's great. But then there are other people that, you know, want to remove trees, but it costs so much money to do so, depending on how big the tree is and how are you taking the stump out, are you leaving it in, you know, yeah. All of those things.
I'm getting hit left and right here. I get the glass sliding door issue, the blinds aren't working, so I'm worried about this and trying to budget for stuff for the summer. The last thing I need is a tree that my neighbors rub the wrong way because it attracts certain insects. $300. Hey, you want to take it down? It means that much. You pay the bill. Fine with it.
You know what? I kind of think your neighbors think that you're an insect.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.